Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Okay, you guys, so recently Jessica and I have found this like weird universe that we didn't know existed. It's like the sugar world.
The sugar world.
I mean, okay, so it's basically like sugar babies, sugar daddies, cougars, cubs, mamas. Like,
I think everyone's heard of a sugar daddy,
of
right?
Of course everyone's heard of it.
It's
but
a common like thing, but like it's a joke.
Do people know
almost
what it is? Like they're like, oh, I'm just going to go find myself a sugar daddy. But like people actually have sugar daddies, and like I think we don't really understand like what it comes with, and like we have been so invested in this topic that we have searched the hills high and low
because no one wants to talk about it. It's something that's like very secretive.
Yeah, and we have found a sugar baby who is a listener of ours that we wanted to make sure her sugar baddie daddy experience is excelled to the highest count that it could be. We need to know from her what the fuck is going on in this secret sugar world that we know nothing about. So you guys are getting an exclusive fucking look into a sugar baby's daily activities in this week's episode because we have literally hunted one down, paid her rent to find out.
We found one in the wild.
Yeah, we found one in the wild of Rails, and we've figured out what the fuck is going on in this world that we didn't know before. And we are going to learn a shit ton of stuff today.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jessica, really quick, what do you think, like a sugar daddy? Go ahead, give me your background of what you think it is.
Okay, I think a sugar daddy is somebody that you sleep with in exchange for, like, they buy you a Gucci bag.
My version of it is I think it's like a 190-year-old man who like wants to walk around with some hot piece of ass. Basically Hugh Hefner walking around with Holly Madison, and he is flaunting her, and she's gonna go take all of his assets as soon as he dies. That's my version of a sugar daddy. I know nothing about it.
Like the word sugar daddy, I feel like is very common. It's kind of used as like a joke. Do you know what I mean? It's like a pun for like anybody. Like, oh, that's your sugar. Like, if you're dating a rich guy.
I've used it so many times when I'm like, oh my god, rent is tight this month. I guess I'm gonna call my sugar daddy. Yes. Like, but I've never been serious.
There's actually a world of this that exists, and like sugar baby is a new term.
And there's
to me.
there's a fucking demographic. Graphic, and there's a way of rules that apply to it, and like we don't know anything about it.
Like, I guess I'm curious like how one just gets thrown into this universe, and
like, do you go out looking for one, or do you just stumble upon one, or is somebody just like, you're, I don't know, a nurse, and like you're like, oh, you're about to die, let me make friends with you. Like, I don't know how it works. Like,
that's actually brilliant. Tracy.
Yeah,
like,
by the way,
I'm heading to the hospital right now.
I think I just discovered the next nursing technique. It's like crazy to me. I just don't know how it works, and I'm so enamored by things I don't
because
understand.
Because you do hear that, like, there are sugar daddies that like will spend like good, like just literally buy you whatever you want.
But the thing is, nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about it, and even if they know somebody who's one, like it's very hush hush. Like nobody knows the ins and outs of it. And we have somebody calling in today who's going to deliver. Okay, they're going to fucking sign, seal, deliver, I'm yours, this bitch.
So just so you guys know, like, how shady this whole process is we got someone to talk about it, but we cannot use her real name. And you are not going to be hearing her real voice.
She's going to be calling in, and she's going to...
Should we get her right now? I can't wait.
Can we just call her now?
Let's
like,
do
fuck
it.
This. Let's stop, like, introducing her and call... All right. So anyway, Madison, welcome to Bad Examples.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for calling in. This is a struggle trying to find somebody who is willing to call in.
So I kind of want to start off because we were so lucky enough to get you to be open and honest with us on the show. And I thought it was really interesting. We said, like, you know, could you possibly get like one of your baby friends on to talk about their experience? And they kind of freaked out, right?
Yes. I actually have a lot of friends that that are real heavy into this scene. And it's... they almost took it like offensively because I feel that a lot of people look at this negatively, and you know, I really don't think that it's a negative thing.
Right. it's, I find it, I don't know. I guess, you know, because we told them like, well, disguise your voice, and they still like were very anti.
I feel like some of them may be like, this is like what I do, and I don't really want to like not expose it, but like make it into something that it's not. So they're like worried. Like I'd maybe they thought like we were going to do it in like a derogatory way, but really.
Maybe, but I think that, you know, I enjoy what I do. And, you know, like I was saying another time, you know, I think a lot of people do it for free, so.
Right. I sure do.
Same.
Yeah. Wives do it for free every day.
So, Madison, let me ask, let me start from the beginning, okay? How old are you?
I am going to be 33.
What a sexy, perfect age.
Yeah. It's like the 30s are so exciting.
Yeah, because
they are. I think every year gets better, especially when you're doing this.
Yeah.
Whoa, you're making this really intriguing. Like, and we just started talking. Okay.
So how does one like become a sugar baby? Like, how long have you been a sugar baby?
Okay, let me think back. I started doing this. In my case, it's kind of rare too, because I've really had only mostly like the same sugar daddy for years and years, and I started doing this about 7 years ago, and yeah, he's really good. I mean, he pays for everything. He bought me a car, pays for my rent. I mean, I don't do too much because he's just so good to me with everything. But I met him actually by chance when I was out one night. And yeah, he told me he didn't like my car and he thought I needed a better vehicle.
Wow. I'm fucking shooketh.
What a man. Wait, yeah. Okay, hold on. So let me just rewind for a second here, because I really need to like put myself in your shoes. So you're out at a restaurant one night and some guy's like pickup line is that you need a better car. And yeah, were you like, at first were you like, okay, whatever. Like, who's this guy? Like, who the hell is he? Or did you know right away that he had money?
Well, I mean, I had a lot of friends actually that are more based on the West Coast that, you know, do this a lot. And they're constantly out like with rich guys at like all the hot spots in like Beverly Hills. And, you know, they would always have like nice like bags and shoes and like, you know, guys always taking care of them, always on private jets. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I want that stuff. Like, why can't I do that? It's a little bit different here than in California. I think people have a lot more money out there and are more willing to drop it on superficial things. But definitely, I was like, you know what? So then, you know, I started copying kind of what my friends were doing, like in a way. I kind of started to watch like what they did, and you know, and like they taught me a lot too. They told me, you know, to attract like a guy like that, you want to try and like, you want to look a certain way that you think like a guy with money wants you to look. And I was, you know, I was really close. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, I don't know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
me and Tracy are looking at each other, our eyes are bulging out of our heads.
I wanted to learn from my friends, you know, what they were doing. And they kind of, one of my friends took me under her wing, and she was like, you know, if you want to attract one of those guys, you have to, you know, look a certain, you have to look like one of the girls that they would want to be seen out with. So I kind of like, so I got a nice bag, I got a nice pair of heels, and I started hanging out in like better places.
Mm-hmm.
It's genius. Why
absolutely
are we not doing
genius.
This? Why am I going to the pub? What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Wait, so, okay, so you said like, so like name brand designer,
because they know that
I bought my first designer bag myself. So I got a little Louis Vuitton bag and like a nice pair of heels. Cause the whole thing is that you want to look like, you know,
like guys want you.
Right. And you also want to look, you know, you don't want to look like you're looking for a sugar daddy, but there's certain ways to identify them when you're out. Well, they're looking for a certain type of girls too.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Wait, tell us right
how
now.
How do you identify a sugar daddy?
Okay, well, I'll give you an example because this is where you can meet a lot of them. Rail Steakhouse in New Jersey.
What? BRB on the way.
Jessica. Wait, why? How do you know that?
Because I have met a lot of rich guys over there. Because, like, again, for example, it's a more up place. It's like a hip place, but also it's not like it's distinguishable. It's not like, you know, Iron Bar and Marston. You know what I mean? You're not going to find a sugar daddy there.
No, yeah, no, I get it. I feel like also that area is very expensive. It's like, what is it called? Franklin Lakes and all that. It's all, that's a really expensive area. No. So that's like where they're going as like a casual hangout spot. However, you guys have spotted them, figured it out. Like you guys are almost like tracking them. Correct.
Yeah.
The daddies are being tracked.
Yep. Oh my God. That would be great. It would be better if there was just like an app, like a GPS where it tells you where they are. But
BRB, I'm creating it.
So all the guys that are, you know, you want to go also, like, I would say, like, mid-30s or up, you know, because they're kind of established by that point. Or if you get really lucky, some of them have family money.
Yeah, old Smart. Money. Old money that's not theirs, they're more willing to spend because it was passed down. And they feel, my grandfather would have been loving for me to be having this.
Madison, when you spotted your sugar daddy that night at the bar, did you know, like, was he an established sugar daddy? Or did you kind of morph him into a dude with money, like, into a sugar daddy? Do you know what I mean?
He actually, so my case, like I said, is a little bit different. He actually wasn't looking to, like, be a sugar daddy per se, but he kind of, like, takes care of me, like, almost like a father that I occasionally hook up with.
Daddy.
daddy.
Sugar daddy.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Well, maybe he has, like, family issues, and he was like, listen, this is, like, the daughter that I find hot that, Tracy. I never got to take care of, like, and he wants to take care. I feel like that's a case in most cases. It's that they're like, I want you to feel comfortable, feel stable, financially secure. Like, that's like a power that they have that they feel like they're giving you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And they love that. They love to take care of girls. And he kind of just, like, he didn't want multiple sugar babies, but a lot of my friends that do this, their sugar daddies have multiple girls. And in fact, this is actually really interesting too. So I have a friend that's an architect out on the West Coast, and this is actually really shocking. A lot of the girls that these, like, well-established men are seeing out on the West Coast are high-end escorts.
Oh, that was my question. Because I feel like when I've watched Dr. Phil and he's talked about this, they've more started out as escorts and became sugar babies. They just started out with, like, going to dinners with these guys and, like, giving them someone to have, like, a companion. And then it turned into, like, a relationship, which is a sugar daddy relationship. Is that, like, kind of the case? Or do people, like, now that it's, like, a thing, do they just go right to sugar daddy?
It's really different for everywhere and everyone. Like, no one's experience is the same. I mean, I never wanted to be an escort. However, I'm not knocking it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. It's just not as common here. You know, there's not that many guys looking for escorts here.
So is escorting instantly having sex, or is sugar daddies not having sex? What's the difference?
Okay, so an escort, you're getting paid per date.
Okay.
And a sugar daddy, like, my sugar daddy's really like a long distance boyfriend. I kind of think of it like that I am in a relationship with, and, you know, it's like, okay, well, I need to go to Europe with my best friend this summer, so he puts that. I have his credit card that I whatever I want to buy or do, I just use it for things like that. But an escort, so yeah, that's ultimately what you want, is a sugar daddy, and a main one if at that, because he's only taking care of you, so only you're draining his bank account.
Madison, does your sugar daddy have a wife or a family? And do most do?
Mine does not. There are some that do. I think it's actually mixed, like 50-50. There are some, because some of them are just looking for that, like, platonic. And what's weird is, too, a lot of people's wives know about it, too.
Right.
Honestly, this is like a sister wife situation, though. They're sharing the fucking responsibilities. Like, this poor wife is probably home with their 5 kids in their mansion. She has to suck dick half the amount of time,
God,
because her.
Crazy.
Am I not getting? Because they have somebody on the side who they're not hounding their wife for something like this, right? Like, they're probably, some of the wives don't even care because they're like, whatever. Like, we're not being supported by him. We're being supported by him. I have to do half the work. Like, they probably don't even care.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. I mean, I think back, like, of all the guys I dated before that were, like, totally, like, just terrible, like, losers and stuff. And I'm like, what? Like, why was I doing all this stuff for these people that, like, wouldn't do anything for me? And then there's these guys that will just throw themselves at girls and buy them anything. You know, like, I don't think I'll ever go back to that other life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of the women do know, but I don't think they care because no one wants to go back to, like, living a regular life after that.
Madison, do you ever get jealous if your sugar daddy is, you know, on a date or, like, seeing someone else? And would you get jealous if he had another sugar baby?
Oh, that's a good question. I know that he doesn't have anyone else. However, would I get jealous? No. And you know what? That's, like, a beautiful thing about it, too. I do what I want at the end of the day. I mean, we don't. It's not. It's a don't tell, don't ask policy. Mm. I don't. He works a lot. He's never around. Could he be doing this? That's very possible with someone else. But I do spend a lot of his money, so I find it.
I have such inner rage for this right now. I am so jealous that, yeah, it's crazy. I spend a lot of his money. I'm like, damn, somebody hand me a credit card.
And like, I wonder if this guy, he's a like a professional, like he has a really good job, right? Obviously.
Yes, he does.
Can we know his profession?
He's a surgeon.
Oh, sexual. So, you know, I'm just wondering if one day he met somebody and fell in love. Like, what if she, you know, what if someone new was like, it's one thing when you meet an older sugar daddy who's mm-hmm. been married for years right. and the wife gets it and she's in on it. But I'm just curious if he ended up falling in love, like what would happen? Do you know what I mean? Or if he knows, does that ever happen to sugar babies? Like, you're like, oh, fuck, my sugar daddy just fell in love and now some stupid hoe is coming in and
yeah,
like,
taking all my damn money on everything. Yeah.
You know what? That is a good question too, because I have thought about that before. But there was one point in time, you know, a couple of years ago, when I was stupid and I thought I was in love with somebody else. Which, by the way, never go with someone for love; it doesn't get you anywhere. I had told my if he wanted me to bring it off my sugar daddy, the fact that I even considered that makes me sick right now. But I was thinking about it, and I said, you know, I have been seeing somebody, and he said I made a promise that I would always support you, and that's not going to change.
Whoa.
Drink.
Okay, I'm drinking. Hold on. We got to take a drink.
I'm going to drink too now.
Yeah, drink.
I'm literally chugging red wine from a besties glass over here. Like, what's happening?
Okay, so money-wise. You're kind of saying, like, the older the guy, doesn't have to be, like, dying, but, like, the older the guy,
more
like,
established.
He's more established based on his age, and he's also a little bit more desperate based on his age because he's kind of like... I'm looking for a girl who's younger to make me feel a little younger because I have all this money. Like, I'm not spending it on anybody. So it's like almost better to go a little bit older.
100%.
Okay. And so like, I don't know if you like, are most sugar babies having sex or is it just like oral or is it just like hooking up or is it just like
or is it just a companionship
yeah
thing?
Like what is the level and do you get paid more like if you're having sex with him is he like listen like I'm gonna like or is it just like whatever I'm paying for everything anyway
I have sex with him yeah we don't really have sex that much because we don't hang out that much it's more of a companionship so that's
you awesome. Fucking win
Tracy.
At life she's winning at
Tracy.
Life
Tracy we need to be sugar babies.
We're like, this oh my God, can we go back to high school and tell our teachers, like, fuck this. We decided this is your teacher course on being a sugar baby.
Oh, this is so
this
great.
This is incredible.
It's
like,
just like our minds are blown. Because
exchange?
No, because we are like totally in awe of this world that we have no idea of because we just are not a part of it. But like, it's a really crazy place to be. Also, do you know what I found out the other day from randomly? Something came up on my Twitter and it said FinDom. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? I googled it. It's you basically drain this guy's bank account by telling him
I fucking told you about this.
You were the one?
Yes.
Oh my God, I was like, where did I see this? Did you tag me in that?
I'm
like,
I'm on fucking Twitter, right?
And you tagged. Yeah. Wait, I was like, where did I hear this?
I'm pretty sure someone that we've talked about retweeted something like this. And it was like this person tweeted and it was like, yo, you cocksuckers, you know, drain your bank accounts right now.
Yeah, you
Venmo me your fucking life savings,
pig.
Bitch,
yeah,
pig.
We were like, whoa.
And people are like, okay, like, and they just do it. And
I was
like, huh?
Fucking mind blown. I'm like, hold on, you're getting insulted and tell this bitch, pay me, you fucking loser. You have nothing going on. All you want is for me to drain your
Tracy,
fucking bank
do you
account.
Know how
and I was
good
like,
you would be at that?
Well, because I'm a fucking,
you
I'm a narcissistic bitch.
Job.
Like, I would fucking kill it, of course.
Actually, it's funny you bring that up, too, because there is something about that. I don't know anything about that personally. However, I have heard of that. I'm actually getting into the works of, like, learning about that. I don't know if I have it in me to do that to somebody. I might actually.
I do.
Yeah, that's a thing. I think it's called, they call themselves sissy boys. That's a whole nother
thing. That's
for another
fucking
day.
Hysterical. I don't have words to describe. When I like Googled it and it came up on YouTube and this girl was literally put a YouTube video out bitching these guys. And then she's like, as I talk to you guys right now, my bank account is going up. I'm watching it go up and I'm like, What is wrong? I literally bitch out everyone I know for free. Like, why am I bitching these people for free?
This bitch literally tweeted and she was like, which one of you bitch boys wants to buy me Domino's for dinner and breadsticks? Ah, and everybody was like, me. And then she was like, and who wants to get the soda? And another guy bought the soda.
What
like,
the it's fuck fucking crazy. On?
Dude, we're oh my doing god, it
we're
wrong.
Doing it all wrong. Our whole lives have been fucked up.
Oh, this is depressing.
Oh
me.
My god. Okay, so you said you were talking about sugar baby friends that you have in on the West
the
Coast.
Sugar world.
The sugar world, we'll call it. Yeah.
Yes, the sugar world.
It's amazing. Okay, it's like a fucking Monopoly game. What is the weirdest date you've ever been on?
So I will say that when I first started seeing my sugar daddy, he took me and all of my friends out actually to Rail Steakhouse and he was watching everything that I did, and every time I would pick up my drink he would pick up his drink. He was almost mimicking everything I did, and I was almost turned off by it at first. I didn't know if this was for me, but as things progressed I was like, okay,
what was that?
It
what's
was
that
like
about?
An insecurity thing, like he was only doing things like that you were doing, like he was taking your lead.
Yeah, it was very, very strange. I don't know, I've never had anybody, usually people don't want to copy my drinking habits, but
I sure do. learning every day.
So I just want to rewind for a second. So, all right, you meet this guy. He ends up being a sugar daddy. He ends up taking care of you. I mean, how fast is he supporting you? Like,
yeah,
how
like
fast
after
is
you
that
met
happening?
Him, yeah. Did he like Venmo you or PayPal you that night, or was like yeah. to secure the deal? like sliding in the DMs.
Do you remember
sliding
your first
in the
gift?
PayPal?
Oh, God, girl, when I met him, there was no PayPal or Venmo.
Wow, that's so long. You've been doing this for a while. Damn.
A true professional.
So then what was the biggest gift he ever bought you? Was it the car, or does he buy, like, does he pay for the plastic surgery, or does he pay for, like,
yeah, what do you get?
Rent?
Tell
or,
us everything.
Yeah, tell us what you get.
Yeah, what does he get paid for?
Okay, well, I'll give you a rundown. So every two months, my mom and I go to California to get Botox, get lasers, get fillers, we do everything. So he foots all of that. And we go on a lot of vacations too, because I like to travel a lot. Really, you name it, shoes, handbags, things, my rent, my bills.
Right. Wow. Your mom is benefiting from this. She's probably like, wow, giving birth to you is the best thing I ever did.
Wait, he pays your rent? And like, so like if you get an expensive credit card bill, like you can say like, hey, daddy, like help a baby out.
I have these credit cards, so if I want something, like, I use it. However, I am courteous sometimes, though. Like, I just bought a pair of Givenchy sneakers, and I did call him from the department store, and he told me that he was busy at work and just stopped bothering him and do whatever I want. So I got two.
So I got it in black and white. What? Let's clap it up for Madison. That was a fucking G move.
I mean, this is incredible. It's incredible how much, like, I get the name sugar daddy, because it's literally like, if I wanted to spend my actual dad's money, I'd be like, dad, can I please buy this? But he'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah. This is like, pour some sugar on me.
This is amazing.
Yeah, I asked my dad for a car when I was in high school, and he told me to get my ass to work.
I just told my 4-year-old that. I told her, I'll buy her the Jeep that she wants, but she has to pay for the insurance with her sister. And she looked at me like, huh? And I was like, yeah, bitch. Fuck. Yeah, I got 3 kids that are going to be in college at the same time. No, thank you.
Madison, do you remember your first gift from him? Like, is it a clear memory because you were like, wow, like, this is awesome?
I had to be the $150,000 veneers, I think.
Okay, I'm done. We're done with this podcast. I'm shutting it down.
We're shutting it down.
I'm fucking done. I'm sorry. You got $150,000 veneers, and I struggle to brush my teeth on my own with my kids not pulling on my leg. This is fucking genius.
Bro, I'm at the dentist trying to get that free toothbrush at the end of my visit, you know, with the floss.
Yeah, we get free toothbrushes, and we're like, bro, yes.
I'm like, you make sure there's floss in there,
you better
right?
make sure there's one extra tube of toothpaste.
Yeah, I was like, can I get one for my husband? I'm sorry, go on, Madison, please. Oh, my God.
This is the problem with sugar daddies, like that they are very controlling at times, and they can be very critical. So I have taken a lot of criticism from them, and, you know, it can get to you, because, like, I've been introduced to this world of plastic surgery and, like, nice things, and, like, I always had nice things growing up, kind of. I mean, I had a nice Jeep, like, growing up, you know, certain things, but now you're introduced to all these, like, things like I never even thought I would get veneers. Like, I never thought.
What do you mean that he's critical? He'll be like, hey, baby, your teeth are fucked up.
Weren't fucked up. He just told me that he's like, you know, you need a Hollywood smile. You need to go see Dr. Kevin Santoli.
Wow. Wait, hold on. I think that's like fucking smooth at its finest. Yeah. He didn't tell you your teeth are fucked up. I don't want to take you. He told you you need a Hollywood smile. That he fucking got that off a bumper sticker somewhere because that's genius. All right, so Madison, I know you said you got veneers through him, but like, did you get any other plastic surgery?
Absolutely. I actually got a lot of things done. I got a breast augmentation. I got 2 Brazilian butt lifts. I got 3 liposuctions. I just actually altered my jawline and my chin. I got a rhinoplasty. And I'm going to get a ponytail lift soon.
What the fuck is that?
I want one.
What the fuck is a ponytail lift? Tell us.
You know that Gigi Hadid look of like the eyes, like eyebrows lifted and like.
Oh, so like a facelift, but like for young hot people?
Yeah, it's not like a full facelift.
That's fucking crazy.
Do you guys want to smell like a sugar baby smell?
Do you want your sugar daddy to be like, wow, you smell delicious tonight?
You know, you smell like Marilyn Monroe.
You smell like Rihanna.
You smell like Beyonce.
You smell like I want to eat you all night.
You smell like one of the 30 Kardashians.
Oh, well, today you could have yours for $29 and he'll be excited because you only charge his credit card for $29.
Oh my God, your sugar daddy's going to be like, oh my God, she's so like savvy.
What a great sugar baby I have who doesn't rack up a $250 bill for perfume.
Dossier is a luxury perfume without spending the luxury money because guess what? Not all of us have sugar daddies.
Right. And your sugar daddy will be thankful that you're only spending $29 mm-hmm. on perfume when you could be spending $150. So he'll be like, wow, I have the most frugal sugar baby.
Dossier has high-end fragrances inspired by iconic brands. Think Chanel, Dior, Dolce & Gabbana for $29 a bottle.
Now you can pick your own scent for every single mood and finally have a luxury collection that you've always wanted.
Dossier is vegan and cruelty-free, and unlike other designer brands, they never test on animals.
And they're sourced from Europe, not China, so they are meticulously tested. They smell amazing. They last all day, guaranteed.
Guys, try Dossier risk-free and enjoy 20% off your order. Head over to dossier.co/badexamples and use code badexamples at checkout for 20% off their luxury perfume.
I personally dare you to smell the difference between a Dossier perfume and the luxury brands and try mm-hmm. to find a difference. Try to find the difference. I bet you can't tell the difference.
You're going
to
be out and a sugar daddy's going to be like, that's Chanel girl.
Sugar babies around the world, dossier.co/badexamples. You're receiving 20% off your $29 order. That's basically stealing it, especially if you're charging your sugar daddy's account. Enjoy.
You know what? Even sugar babies gotta eat, and that's why I'm so thankful for HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. Get easy seasonal recipes and pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door. All you have to do is cook and enjoy. It's literally the baby lifestyle.
Sometimes sugar daddies want to feel cared for and they want that companionship. What is more companion than having a girl cook for you at home?
Wow.
So have it delivered to your door. Make it look like you went out and you got him all these delicious foods to make and then prepare this brilliant meal for him. I guarantee the next 6 months of rent will be taken care of.
True, Tracy. I've cooked these meals. I mean, I would never in a bajillion million years cook anything or present anything like the HelloFresh meals that
I know,
come
I've
to
seen
my door.
Your pictures. I've seen the pictures. Guys, it is step-by-step recipes. Everything's pre-measured. You'll have everything you need. Wow-worthy dinners sitting at your table in 30 minutes. Say goodbye to endless grocery trips. Do not take out food anymore. HelloFresh has got you covered.
I made Denny a Kraft burger.
What the
Hello
fuck
Fresh?
Is a Kraft burger?
I don't know.
I haven't even tried that yet.
It was the fanciest motherfucking burger that you've
wow.
ever seen.
I'm he was definitely like
blown away by HelloFresh.
Wow. You guys, they have 17 seasonal chef curate recipes each week. There's something different for everyone. Family recipes, calorie smart, vegetarian. They have family meals. They have the Hall of Fame and Kraft burgers.
You guys don't have to go to a 5-star restaurant when you can cook 5-star meals at home.
You guys, you're getting $80 off your fucking order. Okay. HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/badexamples80. And enter bad examples 80 for your code. You are getting such a deal. Basically, you're stealing from bad examples and you're making your sugar daddy happy. It's like a fucking win-win.
It's a win-win. Go to HelloFresh.com/bad examples 80 and enter bad examples 80 for $80 off your first month of HelloFresh.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie. People, influences, and experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
Okay. Okay, guys, we just took a break. I just received three pictures from Madison. Okay, a picture of like, I don't even know, like you look like you're like going to like a fucking art gallery. It looks gorgeous. And then a picture of her ass. It's unfucking believable.
Madison, wow.
Like we love it. We're dying over here. It was worth it. It was worth it. Everything you've been doing is worth it. So yeah, I think this is excellent. I think this is the life you want to live. This is why like it should not be judged. We're not condoning, yet we're not shaming. We just think that if this is the life that you want, like go for it. Like who is anybody to tell you no when all of us are over here being idiots? Like I'm doing all of this for free.
Speaking of, do your friends and family know that you're a sugar baby?
Yes, they do. All of my friends, you know, they reap some of the benefits too. I mean, they come on vacation with me and
stuff. Of course.
You know, my family, they know my sugar daddy very well. They actually have a relationship with him too. Like he comes over for family parties. He threw my stepdaddy's 16th birthday party.
No. I don't even have words. Like, that's so awesome for you. So it's not weird and it doesn't have to be.
No, it doesn't have to be weird. But like I said, I'm not lucky. Like, I'm not like an escort. However, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And, you know, if that was more common in our area, it's not something I'd be opposed to either.
Right.
So I guess it makes sense. So, like, the family and friends can't really complain if they're taking advantage of it, too.
Her mom is getting flown out to L.A. for Botox. Yeah. I think we're good.
Yeah.
I think the mom is approving.
Yeah. Oh, my mom loves him. My mom wants him to marry him, but I don't know if that's something that he wants. Like, I bring it up.
Do you think that's an option for him? Like, okay, if he proposed, first of all, your rock would be like 8 carats. Would you be down to marry him, and would he be down to marry you, or is it more of like a friend relationship?
I think that, you know, he does say things about marriage to me. However, I don't know how I personally feel that if he wanted to marry me, he would have asked me already. But you know what? I'm in a great situation, and you know what they say, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So I don't mind if things stay the way they are forever.
So wait, it's kind of like an online dating thing situation. Do you have to be careful like who you meet? Are there sugar daddies out there? What I've heard from people who have written in is that there's a few websites that people will say they're sugar daddies and sugar mamas, and they'll be like, send me your bank account info so I can transfer, and then hack your whole bank account and take it, and they're not sugar daddies.
Yeah, do sugar babies have to be careful in this world?
Oh, definitely. No matter what you do in this world, you have to be careful. That's definitely 100% true. However, here's the thing. At the end of the day, if I want a sugar daddy to give me money or if I want something, I have his credit card. He could Venmo me. He doesn't have to have my bank account info. And girls have to be aware of that. That is out there, unfortunately, with anything to do.
True.
Awesome.
Do you get like an allowance from him like weekly, or is it really just you have his card and it's kind of that's it?
Actually, I'm glad that I don't have an allowance because I would blow through it, you know, whether it was $3,000 or $30,000.
Yeah.
I just, I have his card, and I just, as I go, I get what I want, you know, and, or I try not to abuse it too much because I know, like, kind of what he has. And
you're respectful of the allowance. At the same time, you're using him for what he wants you to use him for.
Can you give me, like, a guesstimate of what you're spending a month on his card?
Oh, yeah. Let's find out a monthly.
Well, he got upset with me the other day. I spent close to $1 million last year, he told me.
Goodbye. I was thinking you were going to say $10,000, $11,000, $1 million.
Girl, my ass cost $80,000.
Your ass cost $80,000?
Yeah, that's the thing with these doctors out on the West Coast. They're very expensive.
Holy... Tracy, where's the bottle? Get the bottle.
Holy shit. I'm about to go fucking bottle to the face right now. Wait, $80,000? I've seen girls like that I know from the Bronx who've got it for $6,000. You're paying $80,000?
Yeah, I got to go to the doctor.
I'm seeing plastic surgery and a skin part. Okay, wait. You do?
Yes.
Holy shit. Okay.
Get that $7.99 bottle of wine over
here. Yeah, I'm going to get that Walmart bottle of wine. Hold on.
Oh, I drink Smirnoff. It's fine.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, and you got a butt surgery twice, you said, right?
Uh-huh.
Why? You didn't like it? You didn't like it the first time?
You know, that's another thing, too, with all this stuff. It gets kind of addicting, and I don't know. What can I say? Go big or go home. I don't know. I went into the office to get... routine Botox, and I left with another
book. Wow, dude.
I don't even know. Like, I'm sitting here flabbergasted is the word I would use.
I'm
by the
not
dictionary.
A jealous person. I'm so jealous right
I'm
now.
I'm jealous at the fact that you're like, I spent $1 million and he yelled at me. But, like, you got a slap on the wrist for spending $1 million last year. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I will say it's not for everybody. You know, you have to have thick skin at the end of the day because some people, it does wear on you, like the procedures, this, that. And some people want more of the security. Some people want a family, want a husband. And that's not always what you're going to get in this situation. So you do have to be prepared.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
So you're saying sometimes babies fall in love with their daddies?
Yes. And the other problem is, too, their lifestyle is very addicting. You know, some people end up never settling down. It goes to their head. I mean, like I said, if I were to meet someone and fall in love tomorrow, maybe I would give it up. But I don't see that very likely in the future.
Okay. So a question. If you met this amazing guy and you told, and he was like, I'm obsessed with you. I see you're my soulmate. I want to marry you. Like, let's get engaged. And then you were like, okay, but I have a sugar daddy who I'm not willing to give up. Would you pass up the fairy tale romance to keep your sugar daddy?
Yes.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
And let me tell you why, at the end of the day, through all the bullshit, all the bad guys I've dated, the losers in the past before I started doing this, because I went through a lot of tough times with guys. You know, he's always stepped by me, bailed me out of everything, and he's always, been there for me through everything. And there are other people like that in this world. Like, go take your mom, go shopping with your mom, do whatever you want. Like, that's just so, even if you meet someone you fall in love with, nobody is that giving and that kind. And that's one thing I will say.
You know what, though? Like, I don't think that is going to be that much of a challenge for you. I mean, you meet a guy and you're like, hey, this is my lifestyle. Like, you love me as is. Like, you take it or leave it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Let me tell you about that, because I actually dated a guy not that long ago who tried to extort me for money and tried to make me give up my lifestyle. And I was just like, I'm too smart for that now. I'm too old for this.
Wait, do you? I meant to ask you, do you work?
No, I actually just graduated school. I went back to school.
See, this is doing it smart. She used the money. Did he pay for school or did you pay for school? See, if you're going to have a sugar daddy, at least, don't put your parents out to the point where they're, putting extra mortgages on their house. Like, if you're going to do it right. Like, get an education from it. Use it to better yourself. Like, just, be smart about it. We're not telling you to, don't get a million Louis Vuitton bags. Do it to go back to school. Get your MBA. Something important to,
Or get a million Louis Vuitton bags.
Oh, my God. Jessica's hooked. Jessica's fucking hooked, you guys. So next week, Jessica's going to roll up with a new face, and we're going to be like, what happened to her? Yeah. We're going to be like, sugar baby.
When y'all see my new Instagram picture, just comment sugar baby underneath, because I'm going to have a whole new look.
I can't. Fucking somebody send help. Send help.
Madison. So do you actually see yourself, do you want to work full time? You don't have to do that
right
now.
That's why she's not willing to give it up, bro. I wouldn't
either. But she's going back to school. Like, do you have, but I don't know.
What'd you go to school for?
I work as a nurse, actually. Well, I don't work right now, but that's what my degree is for. So, it, you know what? God forbid down the road I ever needed to go to work, something happened, I couldn't easily do that.
Right. So even if, God forbid, it expires, you have a backup. It's, this is like what all parents want for their kids is like, you know, in case that job falls through, have a backup. Like, this is your job and you're doing it to, like, support yourself. I'm proud of you for doing this. I mean, you're having sex if you have to when you see him, but, like, you're really not, like... I just feel like you're doing the best for your family. You're having your mom be involved with the fact that she's benefiting from it. Like, it's a happy situation.
Last question, then we'll let you go because we know you're going.
We've
out.
Kept her for 40 minutes now, but I've loved every second.
I know,
of
me
it.
Too. My last question: just how often do you have sex with him? Let's say on a monthly basis.
Once a year.
Fucking kidding me! You're kidding me.
How often are you physically with him?
Once a year.
Madison is not an example. This is not how it goes. She is an extracurricular sugar baby. She hasn't figured the fuck out. She has Webster Dictionary this shit. Do not fucking base your life
it's
on
like
this.
It's like hitting the lottery.
Yeah, you hit the fucking
she
lotto.
She hit the sugar daddy lotto.
Yeah, it's fine.
Madison, I am like so proud of you.
We are so thankful for you calling in. We just learned so much. I feel like I just got an MBA in sugar life.
Sugar world.
The sugar system. The sugar and system. I am just dead. I'm so happy for you. You're getting everything you want. You seem like the sweetest
Madison,
girl ever.
We're going out. Me, you, and Trey, and you're paying.
Because you know why? Jessica wants a fucking sugar daddy. That's what she's like. Take me to rails, bitch.
Yeah, you never know. If I meet any sugar daddies tonight at rails, I'll keep them on hold.
Yeah, send them Jessica's way. She's all into it now.
Sorry, Denny.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I'm Madison, so, you like, are so fucking great.
We appreciate honesty on this show and, like, you know, people that are willing to share their lives and tell their stories, and you fucking rock.
Madison, thank you for calling in. We love you. You are living your best life. I now never, ever, ever get to use that slogan again.
Tell your sugar daddy we said hello.
And thank you.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, love.
I am, first of all,
sitting here with my hands on my temples.
I have to explain something to the audience because, you know, to have her voice changed, we can't talk over her or else our voice will be changed. You might have heard a few slips in there, but... Tracy and I are sitting here like leaping out of our chairs wanting to, how we normally do, just scream and shout, and I am in shock what I just heard, and it was crazy the way she rolled it out, like
oh my god, I'm stretching, my back hurts, I'm so fucking old, who wants to pay for this tummy tuck? No, seriously. Wow.
I know every sugar baby probably has a different experience.
I feel like I normally have like responses to our guests. I'm sitting here in fucking awe.
Let's just recap. She not only
does she fuck him once a year.
She sees him once a year, but he has no other sugar babies either. Like
she's the sole beneficiary of the sugar game.
I know
game.
For a fact that I wouldn't want to be,
because you're a jealous
I wouldn't
bitch.
Want my daddy to have any other babies.
I'm not jealous. You're jealous.
Us in the
hypothetical sugar daddy world, like us as sugar babies, it would be Jessica would be like, daddy, you're not allowed to have any other babies. And I'd be like, have the babies,
You would let your sugar daddy have other sugar babies? Bullshit.
As long as my shit was getting paid for, I would not give a fuck. I would not give a fuck. Are you fucking paying for my rent? Cool. You do whatever the fuck you want, sir.
Oh, my God.
Daddy. I would have to get used to that. I don't know. I don't know if I could do it. But no, I'm happy for her. She seems to be living her best life. She got 2 butt lifts, lipo 3 times, a breast augmentation, her chin implanted, her nose implanted.
Her before and after pictures, it's not like she was like an obese freak.
No, she was like pretty. She had a great body, but now she's fucking slamming.
The best way to describe it is like she was just like a simpleton, like all of us, like a regular person.
She
and now she's a celebrity.
She's a Chloe 2004. Yes. Now she's a Chloe 2019.
Can I get a throwback to season 1, You're Not Ugly, You're Poor?
Yeah.
Because
can I get a throwback?
Literally,
everyone go back and listen to season 1, You're Not Ugly, You're Poor.
You guys, like, you don't understand. Like, you fangirl over these celebrities. They're all doing this shit.
They're all getting
fucking
implants.
Fucking doing this
don't
shit.
Tell me that Khloe Kardashian did not get her fucking ass checked. Don't tell me that fucking Olivia from Nat and Liv didn't get her fucking ass done. She's fucking gorgeous. Nat is gorgeous. But they both have their tits done. They both have their ass done. I don't care what you said. You both had your hips done to look a certain way. They became Kim Kardashian's best friend as of last year.
Like, Sugar Baby has pressure to do all these things. He fucking told her low key,
like, you need a Hollywood smile. I'm going to pay to get your teeth done. That is the most G shit I have ever fucking heard. That he just took that from like insulting a girl to being like, I deserve that. You're right. Yeah. Like, if he was like, babe, I love you, but you have fucked up teeth, I'd have been like, who the fuck is this asshole? But he was like, babe, you know what you need? You need a Hollywood smile. And she was like, wow, I do need a Hollywood smile.
She's like, you know what? I fucking deserve that.
You're right, Daddy. I do.
And another thing going back to like, we've talked about men and like their
wants, they want that hot bitch.
Well, it's not even that, because I'm sitting in my head thinking, okay,
guys, I'm one glass of red wine, not a regular, not a fucking expensive.
Go refill.
No, I'm not an expensive restaurant glass, Rails glass of red wine. I am a Tracy DeMarco to the fucking rim red wine glass in.
The other, you know, we know men want sex. Like, we ask them, what do you want? They want fucking sex.
Sex, morning head sex.
He's not getting the sex from her. He's not even getting to really show her off to people.
He wants companionship and power to say.
Men are the worst.
Jessica's right.
They want it all. And being powerful is a thing. Like, so he's powerful in his work life, but he wants it, you know, over a female, and that's what he's getting from her, really.
But didn't we hear power on the answers?
Yes, we did.
And this is the type of power. He wants the power that she calls him and says, I love these Givenchy shoes. Mm-hmm. And then he said, you're fucking bothering me at work. Get whatever you want. And that is like an alternate version of power. It's not power that you're not leaving the house, you're staying in, a manipulative power. It's a power that she's asking him for something, mm-hmm. and he's allowing it.
Tracy, vacations.
He sent her and her friend on a fucking European vacation. I'm fucking livid. I'm done. I'm fucking canceling this podcast. No.
I just like bargained my swim club membership.
I still owe my best friend money for vacation. What the fuck? Like, I'm paying for three kids. Like, I get it. Like, but like, this is fucking crazy. This guy is paying for everything she wants, and she has figured it out. She's being the great friend. She's being a friend to him. That's what she's being. She's not even fucking him. Like, it's fucking crazy to me.
It's brilliant.
It's brilliant. It's actually what it is. It's evil genius brilliant.
I wonder, do sugar daddies care? Can you be a sugar?
Can you be a sugar baby and be married?
That's my question.
Jessica's super interested at this point. No. I wish we had a sugar baby boy to call in, like a cub to call in, because this would have been fucking great. I want to know what the difference between a sugar mama and a sugar daddy is. Like,
wait, how are you going to just fucking throw out a cub?
I know. It just came to me. Like, that's a cub, a cougar, and a cub. Like, fucking Jessica, like, fucking Google
something. A sugar cub.
It's called a sugar baby, but like, a cougar and a cub is an older woman looking for a younger. Do you not know this? Like, watch some porn, girl. Like, what the fuck? Listen, a cub and a cougar is an older woman looking for a younger guy, but a rich bitch.
Okay.
Who's older is a sugar mama and a sugar baby, but he's a guy sugar baby. But he's getting the same shit. I just watched this special on, was it Netflix? No, it was HBO maybe. I watched a special, and it was all about this girl that like specializes in fantasies. Like, she does videos per fantasy, and like, guys send her socks. They'll buy her socks, and she fucking sweats in these socks and sends them back to him, and they fucking pay her rent. What the fuck is going on? Okay,
I've seen that
too. And then I watched another guy, and he was a sugar baby, and he had all these sugar mamas, and he was an escort basically, but like, he called himself a sugar baby. But he would go and like entertain them for the weekend. She'd be like this high powered businesswoman and be like, I need somebody to accompany on this work trip. And he would go with her, and then she'd pay him for the weekend. He was like, I'm making 30 grand on a week. Like, and she'd fly him on a private jet. Like, I've never been on a private jet. I would be in a high mile high club if I was on a private jet, though.
Same. Let me tell you something I realized. Okay. The human race is fucking up. We're fucking stupid,
yeah,
right? Like, literally
stupid.
People are paying for used panties through the mail. Like, and I realized this.
Do you know how many used panties I have waiting in my fucking laundry room right now? Like, I could be making millions.
I realized people were fucking stupid when I was creating a cosmetics line, and on the donut lip gloss, it's motherfucking lip gloss. We literally, by law, had to put, do not eat this shit. This is
people
lip gloss.
Were eating it because it was a fetish. Because
it's a donut. No, because it's a donut. People are dumb.
Oh, that's how fucking dumb. I thought it was a fetish. Because let me tell you, I've seen fetishes that are fucking
dirty
like that.
It's a plastic donut. We literally had to be like, this is not edible. This is like cosmetic. That's how dumb people are. So of course, why are you and I just not like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. This is insane. This
and
is
it's
insane.
Not even a self-respect thing, because this girl has figured out life. She has, like, self-respect. She's got it. She's taking care of her mother. She's
I don't
care
judge.
Of her friends. I don't judge at all. Are you kidding me? I am, like, I'm condoning it at this point
I have
because
to
she's
say,
convinced
like,
me. Like, she's a little bit swayed my opinion
yeah.
of it. At first, I was like, ugh, sugar babies. Like, ugh, how annoying. But then I'm like, yo, this girl is living her best life. She just turned down a marriage proposal, hypothetically, for her sugar daddy to not be mad at her, to leave him. Like, and he told her, I'll take care of you no matter what. Like, what the fuck?
Is this fucked up that, like, I'm trying to put myself, like, if my friend, a really good friend, said, like, hey, this is what's going on.
I have a friend who is very, we literally sing, I Ain't Say She a Gold Digger, mm-hmm. Kanye West. We sing that to her all the time. I'm not going to call her up, but if she listens to this, she'll know who I'm talking about. But I keep telling her all the time, you need a sugar daddy, because that's the only person they see you settling down with, because she just wants to live her life and have fun.
That's right.
She's got to settle down.
I'm like so souped on this right now.
Finish your wine. She's raging.
I'm pissed that I'm paying my own fucking bills over here.
She's fucking raging right now.
I'm shooketh. That's what I feel. At this point, so, I'm...
What I was trying to say before is like, if I had a friend that was like, hey, like before I probably would have been like, this is unhealthy. Like, this is strange.
Yes.
But then like how she said that like everyone in her life benefits, I could see how I could easily be swayed.
I'm swayed right now. Jessica just asked for a sugar daddy, you guys. We're swayed. We're like, we're supporting of it at this point. We didn't think we would be, but we are.
BRB, Googling how to be a sugar baby.
Jessica's right. So into it.
Here we go.
She was like, I don't know if that's something he's interested in.
I want to get a sugar daddy on the show. Do you think we can get that for the baddies for a future episode?
I would like to have a follow-up episode.
Yeah, me
having
too.
A sugar daddy. And well, I also
let us
want
know,
a
guys.
Sugar baby boy.
A cub. I know.
A
we
cub.
Know. A cub. Yeah, let us know. Hit us up on social media and let us know if you like this episode and if you think that we should get a cub.
Yeah, do you think this was a weird episode?
A daddy.
I think this was a great episode because we got so many requests for it and I didn't think it was that popular.
I feel like I'm on a high right now.
I also feel like I'm living in a surreal world. Like maybe a
parallel universe.
I know
I'm going to crash when it's over. I know yeah. I'm going to crash.
I'm a little like in a parallel universe. I'm on the Twilight Zone right now.
Yeah, you know, it was crazy about how, because she started off saying like, yeah, you got me shoes. And I was like, okay, whatever.
Nah, shoes.
And then she dropped the teeth line. And then
the
she
$150,000 teeth
yeah.
really sold me.
And then she kept dropping like, then when she did the list of plastic surgery, I was like, okay, she wins.
And then when we got the pictures,
game
the before
over.
And after pictures of her, we were like, listen, you
I wish I could post that. It's so good.
I know, we can't ever.
I know, it's so good.
She was regular.
She was just an average
like you
American
and me.
Girl.
Yes.
Okay, so she was an average American girl, and then she fucking got plastic surgery, and now she looks like fucking Kylie Jenner.
She's got a Hollywood smile, baby.
We need that Hollywood smile, baby.
Daddy.
Ew, don't moan while you say that. Why do you always moan?
I'm practicing.
Goodbye. Okay.
Hey, we do have our own baddie daddy, though, Alan.
We have a baddie daddy.
Who we
so.
Should probably thank. Baddie daddy, we love you.
We love you so much, Alan.
Yeah, that was
Madison
awesome.
Was so real. She was awesome.
Besides that, her name's not Madison and her voice has changed, but she was real.
But she was real as fuck because she told us everything because her voice was changed and her name was changed. But
thank our baddie daddy. Let's wrap this up before
right. Thank
me
you,
and you
Dimly
end up
Witt.
Getting
Thank
in trouble
you,
here.
We are going to get in so much trouble. Thank you, Dimly Witt. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for editing the fuck out of this episode. Thank you to Madison who called in and just schooled the fuck out of us. Also, thank you to... Rail's Steakhouse for being a sugar daddy made up.
Yo, are they going to sponsor us or not?
Are they sponsoring you? Are we getting free dinner right now? Somebody better tag Rails in this fucking post. I want free steak dinner.
Oh my God. You know what, Trey? I'm seeing a new horizon. Like a you
no,
know?
You're seriously, you're like about to get, you're already hair and makeup ready. You're about
I'm
to go
cheesing.
To Rails. I'm going home to fucking sleep at 9:15 and you're going to Rails.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.